Unit 1. Return to military draft worth pondering. Bush aid. AP images. Frequent tours for U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan have strained the all-volunteer force and made a return to a military draft worth considering, President George W. Bush's new war advisor said Friday. I think it makes sense to certainly consider it, Army Lieutenant General Douglas Lute said in an interview with National Public Radio's All Things Considered. And I can tell you this has always been an option on the table, but ultimately this is a policy matter between meeting the demands for the nation's security by one means or another, Lute added in his first interview since he was confirmed by the Senate in June. President Richard M. Nixon abolished the draft in 1973. Restoring it, Lute said, would be a major policy shift, and Bush has made it clear that he does not think it is necessary. In the interview, Lute also said, "Today the current means of the all-volunteer force is serving us exceptionally well." Still, he said, the repeated deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan affect not only the troops but their families, who can influence whether a service member decides to stay in the military. There's both a personal dimension to this, where this kind of stress plays out across dinner tables and in living room conversations within these families, he said, and ultimately the health of the all-volunteer force is going to rest on those sorts of personal family decisions. The comments followed a U.S. Army announcement that it had surpassed its recruiting target for July by about 2%, pulling nearly 10,000 new soldiers into the service last month, despite what Army officials describe as one of the most difficult recruiting environments in history. The American public's growing disapproval of the war in Iraq has complicated the Army's efforts to attract new soldiers who know they probably will be deployed quickly to an overseas war zone. As the Bush administration's war strategy has pushed more than 162,000 troops into Iraq amid possible 15-month tours, officials say it is increasingly difficult to sell the service to young volunteers and the parents, coaches, and teachers that influence their lives.